white paved road. You call that a?
Well, ain't no just real white paved road. Yeah, they call that what they call them roads. I can't tell you all of them all what they call them, because see, I don't fool with them to know. Mm-hmm. All I know, I travel them, but you know, we call them, mm-hmm. Just what you put the oil on and no gravels on, we call that blacktop. Mm-hmm. But you call that pavement road up there.
What about a little road that turns off the main road? You call that a?
Well, they call it a dirt road like this.
Mm-hmm. And a road that goes up to a person's house?
I call that driveway.
What about a road that's got trees or a fence on both sides?
Well, they call that dirt road.
What about a lane?
Well, if it goes up to a fella's house like this, up in a lane.
Mm-hmm.
See? If a fella lives up on the up end, and then you know, like that, they call that a lane. Up
Does
end.
It have to have a fence or something on both sides?
Well, sometimes it do, and sometimes it don't have to have no fence. It could be a lane if it's just a road go up in there.
Mm-hmm. And a road in town would be called a...
What they'd call them roads in town? Driveway, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about something along the side of the street for people to walk on?
Sidewalk.
And there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Sometimes.
Would you have a special name for that?
I don't know. It might be, but I call it sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they did, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody would call it, but that's what I'd call it, sidewalk.
And say if you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
stick.
Or something harder.
A rock.
And I
throwed after.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not.
Well, if they knock on a person's door, there you go. So, well, they didn't answer.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd say.
Or if you don't see their car there, you say, well, they
nobody
might.
Home.
And if someone's walking in your direction, you'd say, he's coming straight.
Mm-hmm.
Straight what me?
Well, if we'd be going this way, it'd be down the road, and be up that way, so we're straight up the road then.
Mm-hmm. Why is this way up the road?
Well, you go down this way. And this way you go out, you go up.
Uh-huh.
You're going north this way, and you're going this way, you're going south.
Uh-huh.
And that'd be north and south.
And you say, he's not walking away from me. He's walking.
He's what, walking me? North.
He's
walking up the road.
Uh-huh. Or if he's walking to you, you'd say he's coming straight.
Straight to me.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying that, straight.
Mm-hmm. Not no other way for me.
Do you ever say toward or towards?
Well, yeah. A lot of folks say that, towards me.
Uh-huh. Do you say that?
However. I said, well, he's coming right straight down the road.
Uh-huh. And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run.
I just happened to pass somebody.
Or happened to run. You just happened to see him, you'd say, I just happened to run.
Oh, I happened to run into him. So a lot of folks say that. Well, here's my way of using it. If I see somebody I wouldn't expect, you know, I see someone, so I happen to pass by them and see them. That's the way I
uh-huh.
say it. But you know, everybody don't speak it the same way.
And say if a child's given the same name that her aunt has, you'd say they named the child?
After her.
And something that people drink for breakfast would be?
Coffee.
And if you wanted some coffee and there weren't any ready, you'd say, well, I guess I have to go.
I'd say, well, I guess I have to go. I'm really tired for coffee break or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I have to go what some coffee?
Get me some coffee.
Uh-huh. Or if it's not been prepared yet, you say?